When Sarah Kendall was 14, she injured her leg trying to score a goal playing soccer in Royce City. A doctor gave her a prescription for hydrocodone, intended to last 2 weeks. She finished the pills in just 2 days.
It just slows everything down. And at that time, I didn't know of any other way to slow it down. So I decided to do it my own method.
That method was buying pills from classmates whose lockers were like pharmacies, filled with pain meds from Xanax to Percocet to Valium. Kendall, who's now 26, got hooked fast, and soon her allowance money didn't cover enough pills.
One pill would be like $10 to $15, and I could start out getting high on heroin for less than $10 a day.
Now, Kendall never imagined herself doing heroin. Like many of the women using the drug today in North Texas, she grew up in a middle-class family with supportive parents. But addiction doesn't care who you are or where you're from.
You know, my story, I got really low to where I was living on the streets and all of that.
Kendall was in and out of jail for misdemeanors and had her baby last year in custody before she got help at Nexus Recovery Center in Dallas. That's where she got sober and returns today to talk about her past. In the last 5 years, the share of women seeking treatment for heroin at Nexus has surged from 10% to 34%. Law enforcement is seeing the same trend.
We look at the prescription drugs and the heroin as our number one threat right now.
Special Agent Calvin Bond is with the DEA in Dallas. He says the number of drug overdose deaths in Texas, most of which are from prescription drugs, has increased by nearly 80% since 1999. And heroin use has more than quadrupled in the last few years.
I've seen 14 and 15-year-old white kids from affluent families doing heroin, all the way up to a 40 or 50-year-old business person has a very good job, addicted to painkillers and heroin.
Bond says heroin has always passed through Dallas on its way to other cities. The difference is now it's sticking around and wreaking havoc. Earlier this week, Bond says a North Texas woman in her 20s died of a heroin overdose. She was found with pain pills in her apartment as well.
More and more it's happening. Unfortunately, that the painkiller, those opiates are what's driving this right now.
And the irony here is prescriptions for opioids are harder to get because authorities have cracked down on pill mills and bulked up on online drug monitoring programs. Dr. Aaron Lloyd is co-director of pain medication for Pinnacle Pain Medicine in Dallas. He says doctors still have to be hypervigilant when prescribing drugs like hydrocodone or Vicodin.
I don't have a lot of patients who call me and say they lost their blood pressure medication or their cat ate their diabetes medications, but it's pretty alarming how many people have these odd tragedies happening only to their prescription pain medications.
And as Calvin Bond of the DEA points out,
pretty soon they figure out it's cheaper and easier to buy heroin than to find the pills anymore. And it's a terrible trend, and we're seeing it every day.
Bond says DEA data shows men involved in heroin still outnumber women, but he's particularly concerned with the number of women getting hooked and getting involved in drug trafficking. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.